You're listening to SBS News.
As firefighters across Europe push back against unrelenting fires, emergency crews in Spain have evacuated over 1,400 people from the regions of Castile and Leon. Of the more than 1,000 people evacuated by wildfire in the region, around 400 of those were from and around the town of Carutero. Another 700 were evacuated near Las Medulas, where fire has extended to the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Evacuees, like this person, fear they'll have nothing to return to.
Some of us don't want to leave and we won't leave the area because we know they won't do anything. Helicopters are going to leave, fire engines will run out of water and the entire town will be burnt. We've been left without anything.
With high temperatures, low humidity and strong, unpredictable winds complicating the job of emergency responders, one local official says some of the fires could have been started by arsonists. High temperatures are causing havoc across Europe, with fires reaching as far north as the Scottish capital. Wildfire broke out on Arthur's Seat, overlooking Edinburgh, with smoke seen for miles in the distance. The extinct volcano is a popular walking trail and tourist attraction, known for its vantage point overlooking the city, with motorists and pedestrians being advised to avoid the area. In Italy, Mount Vesuvius has been closed to tourists. Six aircraft and more than 100 firefighters and volunteers were called in to battle the blaze, which has been tearing through the national park since Friday. Francesco Ranieri is the mayor of nearby Terzigno. He says the area is resilient.
We hope that today will finally mark the end of this new devastation, this new attack on Vesuvius. Unfortunately, the damage to nature, vegetation, and that greatness was already visible this morning, but it will certainly continue to exist because we will rise again in our pine forests. It was truly a ghostly image, but as I have reiterated, we will rise again because we have been reborn many times and will be reborn together with our wonderful pine forests.
Europe's record-breaking weather is catching many by surprise. Experts say European countries are becoming ever more vulnerable to wildfires due to intensifying summer heat waves linked to global warming. Spain's state meteorological agency has issued a severe high temperature warning, with heatwave conditions expected to last until at least Thursday. Tourists, like this one, say they've never experienced heat like this before.
I've never experienced heat like this, so I come from the north of England, and last night was absolutely just the worst heat that I've ever experienced. You can find yourself, if you're not constantly drinking water, you can find yourself going quite lightheaded. It's really quite dangerous.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.